It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the Criminal Justice Evolution podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. That's right. I said happy Monday. A lot of people don't like Mondays. I love Mondays because it's a brand new day, brand new week. You're going to do wonderful and great things. Remember, mindset, what you put out there, you are going to get back. Big shout out and special thanks to all the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field. That means you too. Thank you for what you do. And remember this, get rid of all the noise. Don't focus on that, the negativity. Focus on the great things you are doing and you're going to do. Remember, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Keep up the fantastic work. Such an honor to be partnered with Detect2Chem. I talk about this company a lot because they're a great company and you need their services and products. Head over to cjevolution.com, see the link to Detect2Chem, application-based technology that can protect you from COVID-19, explosives, and illicit drugs. Again, cjevolution.com, check out the link to Detect2Chem. On to Microcast Monday. You know, if you're going through some difficult times right now, personally, professionally, or both, first of all, I want to tell you that you are not alone. A lot of people struggle with a lot of different things, but you can get through it. You know you can. One thing that I learned that helped me a lot was to start writing things down. I don't know if you're doing that. If you are, great. If you're not, I would encourage you to start writing down your thoughts and feelings. It's very cathartic and therapeutic. At least it has been for me. I wrote a blog recently called 52 Rebirth that's on the CJ Evolution website. And in that blog, I was pretty forthcoming and pretty humble. And most of all, I was vulnerable. If you are scared of vulnerability, let me tell you, my friend, vulnerability is a superpower. Now, I want to read you this blog of mine. Again, you can read it on the cjevolution.com website. And I want to read it to you, not to garner sympathy from you, but to, if you're struggling with something right now, I want you to realize that you're not alone. And I would encourage you to write down your thoughts if you want to. It's, again, it's very therapeutic. So here it is. It was the beginning of April 2021. I was traveling to Arizona to spend a long weekend with my extended family. Many of my aunts, uncles, and cousins have migrated to Arizona over the years from Illinois, and I was looking forward to catching up and playing some golf. As my wife drove me to the Denver International Airport, we said little to each other as I was lost in thought. When we arrived at the terminal, we both embraced, kissed, and said we loved each other. As I walked away, I watched my wife wave, and I waved back as I stepped into the terminal. I didn't realize that moment was going to be the last time we would embrace and tell each other we loved each other. If I would have known this, I would have held her longer and gotten back in the car. When I landed in Phoenix, my older sister and cousin were there to pick me up. As we drove towards Fountain Hills, that's an area near Scottsdale, I caught them up with family news from my end and let them know my wife was doing fine and she sent her love. I had a great time in Arizona. I caught up with extended family, played golf, and hung out at the pool. It was just what I needed. The day before I was going to head back to Denver, my wife texted me and asked me if I could spend a couple more days there because she was enjoying the time alone and she needed time to think about things going forward, including our marriage. She also indicated the possibility of some marriage counseling going forward. I was stunned. I didn't know where this was coming from. Sure, we had problems. What marriage doesn't? My wife had to think about our marriage? We can get through anything and have, I thought to myself, but I didn't believe we needed any counseling. Then it hit me. My wife wanted marriage counseling at the beginning of 2021. It was a very tough holiday season in 2020, to say the least, and our families have been through a lot. I refused marriage counseling because I was always the guy who pushed things way down, a skill I learned in the military and from a long career in law enforcement. And I never liked talking about family problems, marital problems, and my problems out in the open with other people. Talk about unhealthy. Plus, there weren't any signs our marriage was in serious trouble. Sure there was. I just chose to ignore them most of the time. A lot of people are conditioned to ignore the personal, professional problems, or both. It's the proverbial 800-pound gorilla in the room. We all hope it goes away on its own, but here's some advice. It never does. If anything, it gets bigger. My wife and I talked a couple of times when I was still in Arizona, and I told her I would be open to marriage counseling. I learned some time ago that marriage is its own identity, and it can be likened to a small child. If you don't nurture, teach, and feed the child, it won't grow up to be happy and successful. It was time for some counseling. When I returned from Denver, my wife and I had a long, tough, and emotional talk where it was decided our marriage was not going to survive, although I wanted to try to save our marriage. If there is one thing a painful life event like divorce does, is put life into perspective. I have good days and bad days, but the good are starting to outweigh the bad, even though we are both navigating a very difficult time. Currently, we both have attorneys and are doing most of our communication through them. Hopefully, that can change down the road. How do I deal with the stress of a painful divorce and other life stressors? When I wake up in the morning, I do my best to keep the stress and anxiety at bay, and I succeed most of the time. How, might you ask? I am grateful. I do not get out of bed until I feel the gratitude throughout my body. It took some time and practice to get to this point, but now it's second nature. This simple act will change your life. Now, I'm not grateful that my marriage is ending, but I'm grateful for the years I had with my wife and her family. I am grateful that I am alive. I am grateful that I have another day to learn from past mistakes. I am grateful for every positive and uplifting person in my life. I am grateful for my family and my children. I am grateful for all the successes in my life, and I'm also grateful for the failures in my life because without them, I would not be where I'm at today, and I wouldn't be able to continue to grow and learn. I'm also grateful that I get several more bites at the apple, and I'm talking about the apple of life. I also remind myself of the following, and you should too. Things happen for me, not to me. I've learned a lot over the years, and one of the biggest lessons is that my past doesn't define me. I think most people are stuck in their past and define themselves by their failures. I used to fall into that trap, but I'm not that person anymore, and I never will be again. I cannot change the past, and I'm not going to linger there either. Benjamin Franklin, a long time ago, said, "Most men die at 25. We just don't bury them until they're 70. I have a long, happy, and successful life ahead of me, and so do you. I continue to be blessed every day of my life, and I will continue to give back to my fellow humans so they can learn from my mistakes I have made. After all, sharing our collective knowledge makes us all better. This is my rebirth at age 52, and I am just getting started. Folks, if you're struggling, there is light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to take that first step. Stay tuned for more great guests. Go out there, conquer your Monday, and above all, be safe."
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.